The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Roger Landry. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Roger Landry is in queue. Don't bring him up yet. Gosh. See, he's already up. See, there he is, cackling in the background. Gosh, at any rate. Well, that kind of blew that. How you doing, Mr. Landry?
I know when I'm having my leg pulled. So, and you know what?
Well, how's that possible? You're a double amputee.
Yeah, by anybody else, I may even find a reason to be perturbed at that. With you, it's actually a compliment.
So how can I pull your leg if you're a double amputee?
There you go. That means I haven't got a leg to stand on no matter what I say.
Now that was almost funny.
Yes.
Facebook, why not start with this today? Facebook data for more than a half a billion users, it's mysteriously come online so hackers can cruise by, get all your goodies, and have at you.
A half a billion users.
Half a billion.
Now, if you stop to consider that Facebook may have as many as 2 billion people on the platform, and then you say 500 million, which is literally
25%. That's right.
So what we're talking about is a totally unexcusable, okay? And who's going to pay penance for this? I will pretty much guarantee you nobody.
not Mr. Mark Zipperhead. He's been giving testimony in front of Congress and just sitting there stonewalling and lying through his teeth, and nobody takes him to task. I guess the politicians in D.C., as long as they're having a committee hearing and they call a witness that, well, they've investigated. You know, I mean, don't they make these guys take an oath? And I don't know if you lie to Congress, if it has the same weight of lying in court. That's called perjury, and then you get to go to jail. But this is not a court. This is a legislative body. I never quite got that concept, but okay. You swear to tell the truth, and you're here, and we're trying to protect our phony baloney jobs harumph.
Mr. Sucking Bugs, I got to tell you something. He is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the biggest puppets on the planet. Just look at this guy and listen to him talk. And you got to understand that he's not as bad as Joe Bob, but he doesn't really have the intellect to be steering one of the largest corporations on the planet with the ability to influence literally billions of people on a daily basis. Listen to Mark talk. Just please do. And you will understand that the stories of somebody coming into his shop when he was in college and making him a deal he couldn't refuse, of which we saw. Yeah, Facebook.
Well, so, Mr. Yeah. Zip, no, Roger, to be fair, Mr. Zipperhead said that, we addressed that back in 2019. And that's old data that was previously reported. So we found and fixed this issue back in 2019, but almost going into 2020, December of 2019, a Ukrainian security researcher reported finding a database with names, phone numbers, unique user IDs, more than 267 million Facebook users, nearly all U.S.-based, but that doesn't quite jibe with the 500 or a half a billion users we're talking about, because it's only 2,230,000 off. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little confused on the map, but 267 million ain't 500 million, now is it?
No, but it's about half of that.
Yeah, about half.
So a little bit over half, because 250 million would be, but it's such a big number, 500 million, the 260-something, yeah, that's pretty close to half. It's close enough, but stop and consider what we're talking about here. We're talking about 250 million people in one case and 500 million in another case. The United States, which is a pretty well-populated nation, although far from overpopulated, has a population that's at about 350 million. That's 150 million shy of 500 million. But yet you can listen to this guy brush off or excuse the fact that more people, at least 20% more people than live in the entire United States had their information put out to people who are going to use it either to blackmail them or make money off of them. And we can brush that off. Why? Because I have a company that literally turns over in the trillions every year. They might only make billions, but if you've got 2 billion people on your platform, the money coming in and going out of that platform over the course of a year is trillions. How much power goes along with that?
Well, is that a term that falls under the category of data mining?
Oh, God, you just keep hitting these sterling points one right after the other. And I actually know why, chuckle. Data mining is probably one of the biggest issues that any new or anybody who's crazy enough to go out and launch a new social media platform needs to deal with. Because we're constantly being told today that, hey, Yahoo, 50 million of their email people lost all of their information to the open internet, okay? 500 million from Facebook. We're starting to understand these things at this point. Why? And how did that information get out there all collected up so they bring up my name and they've got this, and this? That needs to be gleaned. How is that gleaned? It's called data mining. Who does it? Facebook, Twitter, and I could go on and on.
Now, is there anything that you have been able to determine? And I'm not a lawyer, and I don't even pretend to play one on radio. But have you ever seen anything in their agreement of terms that they're allowed to use your personal information and data mine you to turn around and sell it?
And the really, really sad answer to that is, according to the legal jargon, yes. But let's take the exact same answer and say no, because you and I reading through that, we might read right over that. We might not understand that. We might not think it's worth it. Hell, it's Facebook. Everybody else is on it. Just end the damn thing and go in.
Well, of course. Now, that's the thinking, but shouldn't
that make it difficult enough to understand? And at that point, only those who are willing to sit down and go over the legalese will, in fact, understand. Data mining is not illegal, because if it was, and it's so well known that everybody's doing it, all of these companies would have been shut down. They're telling you they're doing it, so it's not illegal. But you're not actually consenting to it. You're consenting to a bunch of stuff you really don't understand, because you want to go in and start sharing pictures with your friends. This is not a joke. This is an absolute fact. So if you're going to start up something along those lines today, a social media platform, one of the things you need to do today because of all of this we're hearing, is you need to assure those prospective members coming in the door that you're not going to data mine, that you're not going to take corporate money. The best bet is to do something like this, totally funded by membership. Why? Because then you don't owe anything but the message. And that's what you were there for to start with.
Wow.
I think I got it wrong, John.
I asked a very small question and got a very large answer.
Well, this is what people should be looking for. Because we've all been damaged too much too often and pathetically, you know, pathetically, if you look in the mirror, willingly. We have willingly given up to this. That's it. And you may not believe that, but listen to the lawyers. They're going to tell you you did. None of this is a joke.
Yeah.
This is the world we live in. These are the people who control this planet and who are tightening that stranglehold every day we allow this crap to continue.
Well, by the way, we don't do audio and visual. We just do audio. I like separating the two, you know, television and video presentation. That's verbiage with pictures. You know, it's the moving things. But thank you. Yeah, I like radio because you hear a voice and you've got to use your mind.
Imagination.
There. Oh, gosh. Wow. But what you did miss is both of us sitting here just grinning ear to ear.
No, I kind of got that. I kind of figured you were. I know you well enough by now. And well, the thing of it is, with friendship comes an understanding that's a little bit deeper than casual relationship.
But I was willing to hold up my end of the bargain today, and you just transgressed it.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Okay. All right. Moving on here. Now, yes. Probably 90% of the audience does not realize what that exchange is about. Stay tuned, folks. You'll get an explanation in a further show. Arkansas lawmakers. Now, you sent me over a story, and it was in the Epoch News about, what was that about, Arkansas? And they basically told the federal government, hey, you know what? We'll handle our own gun issues and our own gun laws in Arkansas.
That's a fact. This is what they've said. And why did they say that? They said that for the very reason on your last show and the show before, we discussed about state nullification. One of the questions that you put to me was, with all of this going on, what the heck can we do? What we can do is what Arkansas has done and several other states. It's not just Arkansas. Arkansas was the latest. That's why you see it in the news, the latest. But what they are seeing coming down the road is Second Amendment tyranny. What they're seeing coming down the road is, if Joe Biden isn't getting things done quick enough, he's already stated now something he said he would never do, and that is use executive power to control the guns in America. And once he does this, then you're going to see a whole lot more states decide to step up and say, this is where the Second Amendment resides now. Stay the hell out of my state. And now, stop and consider, that was done, and it wasn't even done, and this is a comment you made when we originally discussed this, it wasn't done in a Second Amendment constitutional fashion. No, it wasn't. Why? Because the legal fashion is steadfast. Didn't have to go any further than that. But what it did was it set a precedent, okay? All the other states are looking, because this made big news. All the other states are looking and they're going, And this is exactly what we need. And again, they're not the first. Yeah. And there are other states stepping up for other issues.
Well, okay, given that, what I'm starting to see, though, is not just a head-on, hey, federal government, you know, we know what your issue here is. We know what the agenda is to eventually grab all the guns. We, the several states in the union, recognize that and go piss up a rope, okay? But they bring in the legal jargon. They bring in the lawyers. They bring in the state legislatures. All this gobbledygook over the federal government violating the Second Amendment. Now, we've got two constitutions in this country, one for the federal asshats, so they don't color outside the lines in their comic book, but they have done that repeatedly. In the land of the corporation, what guidelines? We make up our own rules. We got a CEO we call the president. You know, we got a cabinet, that's his board. You know, I mean, come on, let's get real here. But what they did do, now that, what you just described here, yeah, other states caught on to this, but the majority of the American people did not hear about this story. They didn't hear about it.
I would tend to disagree with you, but I do understand why you're saying that, because mainstream media didn't pick that football up and run with it. It was sent to me by I don't know how many people. I could probably go back and count them. Over and over and over again, people sent it to me, and they sent it to me on Facebook, and they sent it to me on Twitter, and they sent it to me on Skype, and they sent it to me in email. And so what I'm trying to tell you is, just by what I saw, I know it reached a lot of people. What's really, really starting to really piss these people off, really, really bad, and yes, I really use that word a lot, and I used it for a reason. What's really starting to piss them off is the ability for us at this point in time to get a word out like that, a chain reaction that spreads it in many directions. The amount of people that sent it to me, these people don't even know each other, which means I was getting it from all points of the compass. I've never seen things like that, not with the intensity and the rapidity that I see it today. When I said on your last show, the last one I did with you, that if you stop to consider how many Americans are waking up, I've never seen anything like this. This is part of it. They realize the power they have in their hands with media, online media. And if one is being obstinate or stubborn, there's about 20 more you can go to.
All right. I want you to make sense out of this story, because I've been doing this for a very long time, and I think I can read, and I think I can understand what I am reading. Sometimes when it's a little confusing, I have to go over it two or three times just for, you know, the veracity or the verification of it. But I'm looking at a story here, Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas lawmakers on Tuesday made the state the first to ban gender-confirming treatments and surgery for transgender youth, enacting the prohibition over the governor's objections. Now, the Republican-controlled House and Senate voted to override GOP Governor Asa Hutchinson's veto of the measure, which prohibits doctors from providing so-called gender-confirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18 years of age, or from referring them to other providers for the treatment. Now, this is where it starts to get a little confusing here. Opponents of the measure have vowed to sue to block the ban before it takes effect this summer. Now, Hutchinson said the measure went too far in interfering with parents and physicians, and noted that it will cut off care for transgender youth already receiving treatment. He said he would have signed a bill had it focused only on gender-confirming surgery, which currently isn't performed on minors in the state anyhow. Now, I'm a little confused. So what's Asa Hutchinson for, and what's he against?
Well, he told you. He said, currently, you can't have gender surgery if you're a minor. But a lot of what was in that bill wasn't so much the surgery as it is the chemicals and the treatment. Okay? These are things that can be started at a much earlier age, and apparently they are, if there were enough lawmakers in Arkansas who are upset about it, to sit down and pass a law and override the governor.
Wait a minute. Roger, we're talking about whether a federal or a state governor, whether a political body within the state is wading into areas with parents and children about this sex thing again. Why the hell can't they keep their hands off of them? The children belong to the parents.
Absolutely. I agree.
We got a break. We'll be back. 512-248-8252 in case you have any questions to try to stump Roger Landry.
Flattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Baseball been very, very good to me. Now,
Roger, I know you've been following the latest woke thing from Corporation USA. Could your hometown team host baseball's All-Star game? Probably not. Now, the reasons for doing this, and the corporations, by the way, and there are listings posted. One of them is Coca-Cola. The other one is UPS. There's Twitter in there. There's several other companies that are behind this move for the All-Star game that's usually played in Atlanta, Georgia, which is predominantly black. And this is going to cost the state probably upwards of $100 million. Now, most of the people that had the businesses that were supported by the All-Star game were black-owned, okay? So what do we have JoJo do? He comes out on ESPN and proclaims this is Jim Crow on steroids and what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states. Now, all this ties back, of course, to the 2020 elections, Donald Trump and, well, that miserable creature, that misogynist, that person that doesn't care. And, well, we cared and 75 million people voted for him, but that doesn't matter. And, of course, in Georgia, Roger. The difference in the votes was 12,000, only 12,000. And what had been uncovered down there would have most assuredly, if anybody wanted to look at the evidence, you know, screw this legally standing stuff. No, just look at the evidence. Crime has been committed. If a murder takes place and the cops show up, do you have the ability to wall them off from that house? No, they're going to come in, inspect and detect. They're going to send their forensic people in along with the guy from the dead body shop. They're called morticians or, you know, whatever, county morgue. And, you know, you don't have the right to tell these people what they can look at and gathering evidence. You know, was this a murder? Was this a suicide? You know, what was it? I've been through that process. But what we're being told here is, you know, we have the right here to play this any way that we want to. Now, regardless of the fact that Donald Trump's election was stolen, and Jeffrey Epstein probably still is alive, what we have here is a move of the Major League Baseball to none other than Denver, Colorado at Coors Field. Let me see, what's the black population in all of Colorado? Is it even 10%? And wow. What Biden is upset about and what all Democrats are upset about is, yes, this was a stolen election, and the states are taking measures to tighten that vote up. Isn't that what the Supreme Court said on standing? They're not going to look at anything. This is the respective states on these elections, whether they be federal or not, that's in the hands of the electoral process in the various states. So I'm a little confused here.
I'm a bit more than a little bit confused, because in order to get a ticket, or in order to, I don't know, pretty much display that you are who you are so you can get to your box seats or whatever, you need to display an ID at a baseball game, at a Major League Baseball game. So what you're hearing from Major League Baseball is that we want you to confirm who you are when you come to our house. But when you go to the people's house to do the most important thing entrusted to them via the Constitution of the United States, yeah, you don't need nothing. Just walk in and vote. It's all cool. And if you decide to tell me that I should have one because this is the most important thing, then we harken back to Jim Crow. The only reason anybody out there listened to when he even said that, and I've told you people this over and over again, these people work in shock therapy. Had he had said something very minor or something very passive, it would have been forgotten 30 seconds later. What he said is bringing this to the attention of people across the country. So whereas it was absolutely stupid, it is managing to accomplish something. Now, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people out there who are hearing via the same mechanism I just described earlier, a lot of people who are hearing that Major League Baseball requires you to have an ID, but they're telling you when you go to the people's house, it shouldn't be necessary. That is the biggest hypocrisy and stupidity on the planet, which means there has to be a motivation. There is a motivation. Okay? And it's coming from above them, not from us down here. The only thing we can do to tell them how we feel is exactly what Trump and so many other people are telling you you need to do. When these people step up to tell you or to force you into a direction they wish you to go, you need to tell them to go to hell and that you don't need their products. And when more people realize that, we take control back.
Well, the Texas governor, from his wheelchair, made his own proclamation about Major League Baseball. We'll tell you about that after the break. Roger Landry is my guest. Are you going to be on later maybe this week, Rog?
You are tuned in to the Republic.
I'm hoping. We'll see.
Okay.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right,
doing the best you can. Well, the Texas Gov that took so damn long to lift the COVID-19 restrictions here in Texas, which, by the way, Mr. Landry, I predicted correctly after we got...
I was there when you did that, so you're right.
And when I predicted that 7 to 10 days after Texas was reeling, and nobody would believe it if we didn't take the pictures. You know, tomorrow it's going to be 93 degrees. 3.5 weeks ago, it was 5 degrees here.
Yep.
But I beg off here because I was going to talk about Texas Governor Greg Abbott in a different light. Well, what he did on Monday said that he won't throw the ceremonial first pitch as planned at the Texas Rangers home opener in response to Major League Baseball decision to take sides in Georgia's new voting security law. The Republican governor informed the Rangers via a letter citing Major League Baseball's decision to move the MLB All-Star Game from Atlanta after claiming Georgia's new voting law is unfair. Defenders of the new law deny that, saying it simply improves voter security. For instance, it requires proper voter identification on absentee ballots, which you go to the airport, what do they ask you for?
An ID.
That's right. Yeah. Go to the post office. You want to pick up something?
Do you have
ID? If you go to pick up your tickets at the box office at
ID?
A major... Oh, yeah, ID. But no, we can't do that because that's Jim Crow. Now, you know what I'm starting to hear a lot about? It's the progressives that are leaning on Joe Biden as if JoJo is being victimized and he's being trapped by the more liberal libtards or what they call progressives. JoJo...
It goes deeper than that.
Yeah, full disclosure and responsibility here and all that other stuff, these people are as deep and as clear as a damn mud puddle.
Yeah, but hold on, because I'm going to go somewhere where very few people would dare to go, at least not very often, but it's something nobody's considering, and it's a massive consideration. What we need to be considering right now is his vulnerability via his and his son's actions in China, and a little bit more each day. Some of that is leaking out, and some of what's happening between China and the United States right now, people are going, what? So what we're looking at here is a government, the whole support system, that allowed an individual to sit in the highest seat in the highest office and the highest seat in the land, the presidency of the United States, knowing full well his ability to be blackmailed via one of the very few nations on this planet that is not only considered an adversary, but is also considered a near equal in a lot of the technologies and weaponry. Okay. People like that are never supposed to sit in the White House, but there he sits. So what I'm saying here is what's starting to squeak in, because I've seen three articles in the last week and I hadn't seen any for a month and a half, are Biden laptop and several articles that came right out and stated that Joe Biden is a security risk to the United States of America because of his ties with China. So this is starting to be talked about more and more. This is happening in conjunction with states deciding, you can't tell me what to do because we have our own constitution. We have the ability to nullify. What you're looking at is the self-destruction. And I haven't figured out yet whether this is intentional or not. But this could very well, Joe Biden and his administration could very well literally destroy the presidency of the United States. As of the election of Joe Biden, we no longer have a presidency. We don't. We have a puppetry. There isn't anybody on this planet. Look at the foreign news. I see it every day. They're laughing at this guy. There's no way in hell this guy could be running the United States. He doesn't have the mental stamina, so on and so forth. So all of this, put it all together. Don't we live in great, fun times, John?
That's the Chinese curse, isn't it? Which, by the way, they're not really talking about on any level, really, at all, is China's buying their way into this country. They're buying up everything. They're buying up assets all over the world.
They're buying up farmland. They're buying up not only that, but they're buying up what most people consider to be just big tracts of open land. The United States is one of the most resource-rich planets on the nation, with more oil underneath the southeastern Rockies than all of the Middle East combined. Iron ore, coal, the whole nine yards. Very, 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 very rich. When you buy the land up, you make sure you buy the mineral rights. At what point do they start to control America's resources?
Well, but I'm a little confused here. Now, I, as an American, can go to a foreign country and buy property, right?
Yep.
Okay, but I don't necessarily have to be a citizen of that country to do it, but I got to have their permission to be there.
Yep. I see where you're going, and you're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
Gee, you think somebody's in cahoots with him? Why don't you ask Hunter? That was what he did for a living. This is exactly what Hunter did for a living. Hunter sold access. Hunter sold proprietary rights. Hunter sold things that these people should not have gotten, but did. Why? Because when Hunter Biden started to do this, Papa Dearest, Joe Bob, was the vice president of the United States.
Well, okay, but in the news, and I can't say that these are false flags, but there seems to be Asian people that are being picked on a lot, but not Chinese people. Now, I could see people taking vengeance on Chinese people in this country because, well, China has been screwing us for a number of years. The trade agreements that were made were slanted more in China's favor than anything else. When we try to ship our goods for sale into their markets, they put on it called a tax and, a tariff.
Yep.
But if we attempted to do the same thing with foreign manufactured goods, i.e. China, well, they just pitched a bitch. They didn't like that at all. In the meantime,
shut down.
When this whole thing was designed, Roger, to ship jobs to China, to India, to Mexico, to empty out the manufacturing base, which was a large segment of this economy. People depended on that for their daily bread, to pay their rent, you know, to pay their bills, and to survive in this country. But now the door is being thrown open. There's going to be over a million, and these are small estimates. In the year 2021 alone, there'll be more than a million people that come over that southern border.
It is estimated, not by the government and not by those who would be paid for or swayed by the government, it is estimated that the actual illegal presence in the United States is somewhere between 31 and 35 million.
I would have a tendency to agree. And
that's almost 10% of our population. And that's ridiculous.
And as I've said before, if you want to know what figures are and if the government is touting or holding up figures as an example or the answer to somebody's question, how many years did we hear 11 million? Oh, we got 11 million immigrants. It went from illegal aliens to immigrants in this country. And after all, they're over here now. They're dropping babies on U.S. soil, which makes the baby a U.S. citizen, even though the parents are from Venus or Mars. That's another thing I never understood, but be that as it may, this is the balkanization of America. America has got a big fat for sale sign on it, and we're having this fire sale in a country that has been deliberately, economically, and culturally weakened from within.
Can I tell you who is who's holding the fire sale?
Pray tell.
That would be Nancy Pelosi, that would be Chuck Schumer, that would be Lindsey Graham. Don't tell me there's a difference between most of these Democrats and these Republicans, because I'll ask you again, what's a Republican done for us lately? Look, what is happening here is, as we discussed many times, this is all coming to a head, but anybody who doesn't think this started in the 1960s, or the late 1950s, when you had Eisenhower telling everybody to beware of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the military industrial
complex. That's exactly right.
Yes. So what we're looking at is not something that started yesterday. This is something that has been in the works for a very long time. We are looking at politicians who have been in office for 40, some of them close to 50 years. Okay, if these corporations guarantee their reelection cycle after cycle after cycle, and all you've got to do every time I get you reelected and put millions of dollars into your, you running for office, all you got to do is this. Multiply that times 15, times 20, and what have you got? You've got a compromised politician who I only did this. That's all I did. But before that, you only did this. And before that, you only did this. Now multiply that times 500 and something people in Congress. And what the hell do you have? Exactly what we've got in America right now. This has matured because everybody wanted their little piece since the 1950s, 70 something years ago. Where do we sit right now? We sit in a place that we allowed to happen because we didn't take the money out of politics, and we absolutely didn't and wouldn't go along with term limits. Why? Because our politicians convinced us we shouldn't. And they have destroyed this country, or they're damn close to it. Here we sit right now, and thanks for triggering another rant, John.
Well, it you know, as I've told many people, you know, there's enough on our plate right now. There's enough provable stuff yes. on the plate to demonstrate the programmed ignorance and the unconstitutionality of 90% of what the corporation has put out there, acting under the guise of being a representative government. Is that maybe why they keep calling it a democracy? Because it's really not politics or three branches of government that's running this country. It's actually the corporations.
The corporatocracy.
The corporatocracy. And you said something to me earlier today that the United States Post Office was a for-profit enterprise. No. It's a private corporation.
No. And the thing of it is, there are individuals like you and I that get information from people that we trust all the time. And I had several people tell me that. You and I discussed that enough earlier today that I'm not one who wants to be caught with his pants down. Well, under certain circumstances, but we won't go there. Anyway, so if you stop to consider what would Roger do after a conversation like that with John, Roger went and looked, and the USPS is an administrative, it's a little piece of, guess what, the executive branch. Absolutely. And it's an independent branch, and they stress that. But it falls under the executive branch. It is independent, and it has been around, you can go online and find this yourself, I'm not screwing up here, since 1175, since 600 years before America was born. Obviously, it wasn't born in America, but when it came to America, I guess they called it USPS, but that company has actually been around since 1175. It was nationalized
by the shock, United States. Shock of all shocks here. Yeah, wait a minute. The majority of the American people do not know that the Federal Reserve System, we call it the Federal Reserve Bank System in this country,
yeah.
The majority of the people in this country do not know that it is a privately held corporation for profit.
Yes.
So now
yes.
you're telling me the United States Postal Service is a private enterprise. What else?
No, it's not a private enterprise. That's what I'm saying. It is, in fact, an organization that falls under the executive branch, but it is called an independent organization.
Okay.
In other words, it falls under the executive branch, but it's not overseen by the executive branch.
Well,
so it's pretty much independent.
Okay.
So it is a government, but what I also said was it's been around since 600 years before the United States ever existed.
Well, is the United States government a corporation, or is it a
You're right. Under that flag, as of 1871, when the United States became a corporation, fact, everything, all of the whether you're talking about the CDC, the EPA, these are all private corporations. That's not a joke. That's
okay. All right. Okay. Now, getting around to your statement on the United States Postal Service that's been in business for 600 years, took up business, is listed as being independent, and there's, is there oversight by the government? Kind of. Kind of like there's oversight on the Federal Reserve System. They drag them in. The president of the corporation for profit is brought before Congress in front of the Banking Committee once a year to spew a bunch of gibberish that nobody really understands. And who was best at doing that was Alan Greenspan.
Why? Answer me a question. Okay, why are people upset at what we call federal banks? And it's pretty much localized. There are federal banks.
Do you want a short answer to the short question, or you want a long question?
All across the planet, they have these banks. Okay,
yes.
Why are people so anxious about them? Simply because they can print as much money as they want, anytime they want, for any reason they want, without any oversight from any nation.
But what we also discovered is that the money that they print is just for our use, and we don't own it.
No.
So the money that you have in your pocket, that you exchange your brain power, your labor, that and it's denominated, that exchange is denominated in dollars, and we're talking about the Federal Reserve dollars here.
Yep.
But once you do that trade out by contract, by agreement, whatever, whatever they give you and you place it in your pocket, you still don't own it.
Nope.
Well, I'm a little confused. Who the hell are we anyhow?
We are servants. We are actually property of a corporation. We are, every time somebody is born, they estimate the amount of time that individual is going to live. They've got an average. They've got an average income, whether it's a male or a female, and whether it was born with any birth defects or not. They literally calculate the worth of that individual, and that is monies that can be borrowed from, guess where? The Federal Reserve. Why? Because that individual born into basically monetary slavery is an asset. Duh! I'm serious!
Well, and we've caught the states with car titles.
Yep.
You buy a car, you don't get the manufactured origin, sticker origin. In other words, you don't get what the manufacturer gives the dealers. What the state issues you, whether you buy a car for cash outright or whether you go and finance it through a bank so they have the pleasure of charging you interest, doesn't matter. The state looks at your vehicle. Oh, and here's a VIN number. Oh, we'll use that as an asset of the state. And they give you permission. Now, they've already converted, all right, a right for you to travel. In this day and age, folks, it's not a horse and it's not a mule. I've got pictures in my hallway here at the studio of, well, the Texas State House. Before there was a picture of a plot of ground, and then there was the first Texas State House, and then there were the revisions thereafter. And they had all these horses and buggies out there, and I strained and I looked, and I didn't see one license plate or sticker on any of those horses' asses. Not one. So they discovered a way to convert your right of movement, and it used to be the horse and the donkey. Before that, it was your feet, okay? But now we have this brand new thing, and we call it cars, and then they figured out a way to turn around and convert that privilege of you traveling wherever you want to.
Right.
You exercise your right of freedom of movement. In today's world, it's called a car or a truck, or it could be a bus, or it could be a train, or it could still be your feet, or it could be a horse. Try taking a horse down I-35 here in Texas. If you're not killed, you'll certainly be arrested real fast. But the point is that they converted that right to a privilege that is revocable at any time, and you must live under their conditions. And these are all civil matters, but yet they have the right to lock you up in jail, Roger.
Not only that, but you were talking about banks. How many people out there know that every dollar a bank takes in, they can make a $10 loan against that? Literally.
That's called,
they can give out.
That's called fractionalized reserve banking.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is where they get all this phony money from to turn around and put it on the ledger to turn around and charge other people interest on money that just magically appeared in some ledger.
If I go in and put $10,000 in my bank account, okay, and they even have any inkling that it's going to have any staying power whatsoever, that gives them literally, okay, the open door to go out and lend $100,000.
And where did that come from? By the way, one more take on the Texas governor. Now, earlier, we were talking about the illegal aliens flooding the border,
yeah,
of which JoJo is in flat denial of. Kamala won't even come anywhere near the border.
She just laughs hysterically.
Yeah, she just laughs hysterically. This cackling wench. I'm so tired of her. I'm not going to make it another 3.5 years with this twit. But at any rate, Governor Abbott comes out and he posits his position on Major League Baseball, and he's not going to do the throw-out pitch for the Texas Rangers. And but wait a minute, Governor, we got a problem at the border here. JoJo has already put a gag order on the, you know, Border Patrol anybody that has anything to do with you is illegals trying to bust into the country.
DHS, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not saying anything about the illegal immigrants that are flooding into Texas as we speak.
Again, there's two sides to everything. Do I think this is a good thing? No, I don't. What most people don't understand is, and this is not to excuse it, this is how bad things have gotten in the United States with all of the foods we eat, the geoengineering, what's in our water. In 2014, which is 7 years ago, the birth deficit in this country from what was considered normal was 315,000 births. Imagine what it is 7 years later. It will be 10, at the most 15 years before the only people having children in America are the illegals who came across the border. If that doesn't scare the hell out of you, we need to do a show on GMOs and a few other things.
Well, I'm sorry. I heard the stories that we have full employment and we were looking for people to fill jobs and the people just weren't available. Now, wait a minute. Since the banking crisis of 2008, 92 million people, a third of the population of this country, lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost a lot. And then we had figures, and Donald Trump was out there touting, we put 1 million jobs or 2 million or 3 million. Well, wait a minute. Where's the other 85 million jobs? So we've got so many job openings here in this country right now, irregardless of COVID-19 or what was lost in the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind back in 2008. But we have to leave these illegals come in to shore up the workforce. I know you know, and I know you know that I know that you know.
Yes.
So
yes.
What do you know?
What I know is that let's take a step back and take a look. We have come full circle, all right? We are right back at the same place we were at just prior to 1776. We've got a bunch of people standing around wondering, and I'm not talking about violence here, and do not even think I am. We have a bunch of people standing around here saying, what should we do? And that's a good start. Say, what should we do? A bunch of people. Because the one thing that will still impress any tyrant in America is what happens when Americans unify their voice. It's happened several times in the past, and it is enormous.
Okay, but they've only been able to carve out half of them, and they call themselves Democrats. Oh, well, guess what, Roger? I hear the music, but, you know, I think you're going to be back, on Friday, maybe?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, okay, just to hold you hostage here, you can do the second hour with me, and we're not going to release you. We're going to keep you live on Skype here, and we're not going to release you until such time as, well, Roger has something else to say.
No, actually, I can shut my computer off. That kills us the connection.
I held up my thing. You went way over.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
the only way I went over is if you draw a conclusion between what I said and something else, which I'm not. Nothing I said on your show today is applicable to anything in detail.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. This is the end of your hour, Roger. Thank you,
John.
We'll see you. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.